Peagi on algkoolides üle Austraalia kätte saadav nutitelefoni app, mis aitab väga noortel lastel võõrkeeli õppida. Valitsuse sõnul jälgitakse selle appi pilootprogrammi edu, et näha, kas sarnast tehnoloogiat võiks ka matemaatika ja reaalainete puhul kasutada, et tegeleda hiljem toimuva muret tekitavalt suure neist ainetest välja langemise tasemega. Siin klassis on lastel lõbus.
Well, you can play it with friends or by yourself.
Is it easy or is it hard to play?
I mean, it's easy.
Do you know what language that's in?
Indonesian.
Haridusekspertid on aastaid teadnud, et keelte õppimine on seda kergem, mida nooremas eas sellega alustada. Nisha O'Neil Austraalia lastehoiu liidust ütleb, et tehnoloogiat kasutatakse selleks, et 4- ja 5-aastaste laste seas õppimist edendada.
Studies have shown that laying down those neural pathways at this age means that no matter what language they try and pick up later on, be it the same language or a different one, they'll pick it up a lot quicker and easier.
Selle appi näol on tegemist valitsuse 10 miljoni dollarit maksva ettevõtmisega, mille eesmärk on austraallaste seas mitmekeelsust edendada. Senator Simon Birmingham on hariduse ja koolituse minister.
Over the last year we've trialed in 41 sites around Australia this Early Learning Languages Australia program, and it's given the 4- and 5-year-olds the opportunity to learn languages such as Indonesian, Chinese, and Arabic and others that are really supporting those children in terms of their capacity. Over the next year, we're going to expand access so that around 1,000 sites who apply to be part of the initial pilot can equally access this application and have the opportunity to provide these opportunities to their children.
Föderaalvalitsus tahab samasugust mudelit kasutada ka reaalteaduste, tehnoloogia, inseneriteabe ja matemaatika ainete õpetamisel. Senaator Birminghami sõnul investeeritakse nende ainetega seotud appi arendamiseks 6 miljonit dollarit.
We're transforming the way we potentially teach science and maths to young children in the future by going down a similar pathway of using technology to help with their utilization and development of science and math skills the same as we're doing in this languages space. So all up this is a great success and a great step in a journey to make sure that in future we're using technology to help our youngest students in our schooling and education system develop language skills, develop maths and science skills and be the best they possibly can be equipped to go on to their schooling and their futures.
Eelmised valitsused on teinud jõupingutusi, et keelte õppimise taset parandada ning muret tekitab suur selliste õpilaste arv, kes otsustavad keskkooli lõpus matemaatikat ja reaalteadusaineid mitte õppida. Sydney ülikooli matemaatik Nalini Joshi ütleb, et selline langus ei lähe mitte ainult Austraaliale töökohtades ning oskustes maksma, vaid see tähendab ka kogu teatud mõttemaailma kadumist.
What we are losing is this kind of a quantitative, analytical intuition.